Hey everybody, this is going to be a fun episode. I had the opportunity of speaking at Funnel Hacking Live and I absolutely loved it. It was so much fun. I had the opportunity of coming out on stage as Captain America and talking about some of Dan Kennedy's old content that was probably one of the very first things I heard when I got started really creating characters and understanding the importance of storytelling. So you're going to love this episode. It's all about the importance of understanding really what's involved in creating a character. I compare Marvel versus DC and who wins that war and why, and more importantly, how you actually can apply that to your own business. So let's cue the music, dive right in, listen to it. I'm actually going to probably separate this into two different episodes so you get half of it this time and half of it on the next episode. Cue the music.
Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
My good friend Dan Kennedy was talking the other day. And one of the main things we were talking about was, what is the number one secret that most marketers will never, ever know that actually will help you to keep customers for decades? This has been one of the biggest things we've been struggling with. What we find for a lot of our customers and a lot of people we're working with is there is a massive, and I mean a massive difference between transactional clients that create income for you versus clients that will literally stay with you forever. Clients that literally will be for you with life. Most importantly, these are the clients that create equity. And what I want to talk to you guys about today is exactly how that works for you. So realize, you've heard this many, many times. The money's in the list. The money's in the list. Let me tell you, the money is not in the list. The money is in your relationship with the list. And so what I want to talk to you guys about is, how do you build those kind of relationships? How do you become a superhero? How do you actually get those types of results? So understand that you will never, ever be able to keep a customer for life based on the value of the education or the information you should give them. The hardest part about the business we're in when we start looking at this kind of stuff is, in a relationship like that, it's like dating. It is so heavy front-end loaded. You give everything in the beginning, and over time, it kind of dissipates. Unfortunately, what happens for a lot of us is there's absolutely no way in the world that you can continue getting and knowing new stuff that you can teach them literally for the next 10, 20, or 30 years. So what I want to talk to you right now about is, what does it take to actually keep customers for life? The only thing it takes, and the most important thing it takes, is they have to have interest in you as an interesting person. Now, I want to ask you a little question here. How long have you been a customer of Russell Brunson or of ClickFunnels? Who here has been a customer for more than 3 years? Raise your hand. Great, I can't see any of you, but I'm assuming there's a lot of hands up there. How about for 5 years? Seven? Anyone for 10? We've got people in the back. So realize, ClickFunnels is only 5 years old. You've known Russell for over the last 10 years. There's something he's been doing that's kept you around. Now, more important than that is, let's talk about money. How much money have you spent with ClickFunnels? Who here has spent more than $25,000 with ClickFunnels or with Russell Brunson? That's not bad. We love you. How about $50,000? How about $100,000? There you go. So realize, the only way you can do this is you have to find some way of keeping them interested in you. My question to you is, why in the world do you keep spending money with Russell? You have to realize that he has, his weakness is he cannot keep a secret. As you know, every book he has, dot-com secrets, expert secrets, traffic secrets. He tells you everything you need to know for $7. It's free. And understand, it's all of that's front-end loaded. All of that is what he gave. Okay, guys, this is super heavy. I'm a superhero, but I'm going to let you have that. I get it back at the end, though. So realize, building and scaling a business is just like creating a superhero. So what I want to do is I want to talk to you about some of the things it takes to create something like me. So what you're going to go through, I'm going to tell you a couple different people. As soon as you know who this is, just yell out the character. Boom. That was the first one. Velvet Superhuman Characteristics, shoot webs from his wrist, Spider-Man. How about this one? When his parents shot by Robert and Allie. Woo! Spend, there you go. Now we're going to go to actually business superheroes. Software CEO wore the same thing every day. Steve Jobs. Boom. Y'all, you guys are good. Did a cameo of himself in Shallow Hal for those of you guys who saw the movie. College wrestler makes money on... So my question to you guys is, why do you guys know these stories? They tell them all it's actually because they want you to. Without them being interest, you will lose interest in them. That's the biggest issue we have as marketers these days, is we have to be interesting. We have to find some way of keeping them interested in us as a business, as a business character. Steve Jobs has done it. Tony Robbins has done it. And again, you can say, well, Tony does it because he's actually got his own, that's his brand. Steve Jobs did it to build literally the very first trillion-dollar business. Huge props to Steve Jobs for doing that. In fact, why do you find that people wait in line just to buy a phone? It's because of the culture. It's because of what he built. And what I want to find out is what we can do. I want to actually show you guys what you can do to actually do the exact same thing in your business. So if you take a look here, we're going to go back and look at some comic books and really spend some time talking about who created superheroes and what is the impact they've had. And most importantly, I want to make sure that you understand, I don't want you to make the exact same mistake that literally has cost DC Comics more than literally billions of dollars. Billions of dollars because they made this crucial mistake. If you take a look, DC has three primary characters here. You'll see Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman. Let's talk about what these characters lack. So realize that these characters are very superficial. There's no depth to them. You saw Rachel get out of here. We had a fun time in the back. She was kind of talking about doing this big kick. I would split my pants if I did that, so I'm not going to show you that. But one of the things she talked about was she wanted to show depth. She wanted to show the ability, and the things for her, as she basically talked a lot, was about background and about story. If you take a look at these characters from DC, these are people who came from a foreign planet. These are people who really have superpowers that are unrealistic. They're unrelatable. There's no depth to them. On the other hand, you take a look at people like myself, Captain America. You've got, obviously, Black Widow, a huge story, backstory coming out here in May, and then Iron Man. These are people who were people. These were human beings. These were people who were relatable. These are superheroes that everyone else could look at and go, you know, I could be that. I could do that. And one of the things you take, as you spend some time researching and looking into this character development, DC was really kind of almost laughing in Marvel's face when the first Spider-Man comic book came out. Because they spent three pages on a conversation between Spider-Man and his aunt. And they're like, no one's ever going to read that. People don't care about that kind of depth. Why would you spend so much time? And they literally thought, you know what, that character is going to die and we don't have to worry about it. Obviously, he didn't. The other thing I want to make sure you understand is, where do these people grow up? Where did they live? Well, on DC side, what we have there is, these are people basically, cities like Metropolis, cities like Gotham. Where on Marvel side, these people primarily grew up in New York. Manhattan, downtown Manhattan, Bronx, Hell's Kitchen, all these places that people could see, they could relate to, they knew where they were. That's the type of stuff I want to make sure we spend time talking about as we dig deep into really character development. Now, Stan Lee is literally a superhero in and by himself. He was the person who created a lot of the Marvel characters. He actually ended up being a cameo himself in 20 movies, and on his death, after he had died the very last movie, the audience ended up giving him a standing ovation, obviously was passed away. That's the type of a man who created superheroes. And one of the things he talked about as far as superheroes, he says, superheroes are people who choose to make simple, everyday decisions to stand up for and help people who can't do it themselves. The most important part, though, he said, is the point of making heroes realistic was not only to make them relatable to readers, but to show them that they are perfectly capable of becoming heroes themselves. That is your responsibility. The people that you're working with, the people that you have the opportunity of talking to and who are buying your products, they want to become like you. And so we're going to show you exactly what it takes to do some of that stuff. But first of all, let's talk a little bit about numbers here. If you take a look at DC comic books versus Marvel, huge domain, or basically, I mean, right now you'll see there's probably the majority of movies coming out these days are about these superheroes. But when you look at the opening box office, when Justice League came out in November, they made $93 million. Marvel, same month, 2 weeks earlier, actually eclipsed them with $122 million. 2 years later, when Shazam came out, opening week, $53 million. 2 weeks later, the classic Avengers Endgame, $357 million opening weekend. Because these characters had depth, these characters are people who people wanted to know more about. They were much more relatable. Understand, when you look at the actual top 10 superhero movies, look at how much this is what has cost DC literally $12.5 billion by making the mistake of having superficial characters that no one else could relate to. Top 10 movies, the only one that has a little blue DC in there was Aquaman. And it's about a superhero underwater. I mean, really. Aquaman? He's gorgeous. You know what? My wife felt the same way about Thor. So let's talk about Marvel as a category king here. DC was actually forced to move their release date of Batman versus Superman when it was announced that Marvel would release Captain America on the same day. They literally ended up moving their entire announcement. You have to understand, for a movie theater to move their release date is not a small undertaking. A massive, massive effort has to go through it. They were that afraid that literally Batman versus Superman would just be a blip on the radar because they knew the power that Marvel had. I want to make sure that you get that type of power in your business, in the things that you're doing these days. So what I want to do right now is let's talk about how do you create a character. I'm going to show you this little video here, Studio C. Talk about creating characters.
Boys, I found us a publisher, so if we can solidify this character, we'll be good as gold. So the character's name is Superman. He's a superhero of some sort. I just don't know what sort of powers we should give him.
Maybe he has super strength, like he's incredibly strong, and he can fly.
That's a good idea.
And unbreakable skin, like invulnerability.
Oh, well, that's maybe a little too much, but we can stick with those.
And super speed.
That could be a separate character.
And super breath. Like he can make tornadoes with the power of his lungs.
I think you're going a little too far.
That's not all his breath can do. He can also freeze things with it, like super frost breath. And he can hear anything from space.
That seems like a lot.
And he can bend light with his eyes at will.
What does that mean?
Oh, like laser vision, x-ray vision, telescopic vision, microscopic vision, infrared, sepia.
All right. Let's say we go with this. With all this power, maybe he has a moral issue.
Nope, he can only tell the truth. He never lies, ever. And his brain can operate at the speed of a supercomputer because he has a flawless memory.
Why would he need that?
Because he's an expert in martial arts and he has to remember all those moves.
With all his power, why does he even need martial arts?
I don't understand the question.
At least it has something to do with fighting, I guess. I thought you were going to go in a different direction.
Good idea. If his brain is that powerful, maybe he has a super heightened sense of smell and vocal abilities.
You mean like he can sing?
Yes. And he can raise his voice to the level of a loudspeaker. And he can access radio waves with his voice. And he can perform super ventriloquism.
When would that ever be used? No, let's just stick with super strength and the flying ideas.
Good call. He can fly so fast that he can control the orbit of the Earth. And he can fly in space, to the sun. That's where he gets his power.
He can fly to the sun?
Yes, and Pluto, in a matter of seconds.
Does he have a weakness?
Yes, rocks.
Okay, I mean, there are a lot of rocks, right?
From a planet a million miles away. And the planet was destroyed.
No one is going to relate to this character. He's not even remotely human.
And he's not human.
What? How is he gonna blend in?
Maybe he grew up on a farm?
No, he has to have a secret identity.
Okay, he wears glasses, and that's it.
Okay, so where does he live? United States, Europe, China, the Soviet Union?
You gave me another idea.
Oh, boy.
He can learn any language he comes in contact with. And his costume is so colorful that he can blend in anywhere.
Okay, just for brainstorming, why don't we try something opposite of this guy? A superhero with no powers.
Yes, no powers.
Fine, no powers, no growing up on a farm, no colors on his costume, no sunlight, no parents, no happiness, no friends.
He's gotta have at least one friend.
Okay, a creepy butler named Alfred. No rules, or actually one rule, but it can't match the rest of his personality.
Actually, I think this just might work. Not eccentric, relatable, human.
And these are all of his gadgets, like a grapple and a self-driving car and razor-sharp boomerangs and...
All right. So, what you want to make sure is you do not appear to your audience and to the people you're working with as Superman. It's completely unbelievable, and people want to understand more about you. They want to relate to you. All right, I hope you loved that content. It was a ton of fun for me. It was actually probably most fun being out there as Captain America on stage. But most importantly, I hope you actually will be at Funnel Hacking Live next year. We had about 4,500 people this year. Next year, we'll probably have over 5,000, and would love to see you there. In the meantime, make sure that you're actually out there creating your own content and that you understand the importance of character development. If you're out there actually sharing a lot of your own content, hit me up on Instagram or Facebook. Let me know what you're doing. I'd love to see how you're taking the stuff that we talk about in this podcast and applying it to your own business. Have a great day. We'll talk to you guys soon. Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're going to get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA, and you can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.